Imagine walking into a high-stakes poker game where half the players are allowed to just keep their chips hidden completely under the table.
Oh, you'd walk away immediately.
Right. I mean, because if you can't see the chips, you just can't trust the game.
Exactly. And well, if you are a percentage-based contractor at the Ohio State Fair, your point of sale system is basically your stack of chips.
And the fair wants everything right on top of the table.
Yeah, they really do. Because your rent to the fair is calculated as a percentage of your total gross sales, right? So
Oh.
your POS system isn't just a basic cash register.
It's the official financial meter for your entire business partnership with the fair.
It really is.
And that is exactly our mission for today's deep dive. We're opening up the 2026 Ohio State Fair Vendor Manual, specifically to break down the required Clover POS procedures and daily auditing rules designed for you.
Right, the concessionaires and contractors out there.
Yeah. And we really want to look at how these policies aren't just, administrative red tape. They are actually the very mechanisms that protect your bottom line.
Definitely. Because think about it, if the vendor next door is fudging their numbers on some hidden tablet, they are paying less rent,
Oh, wow.
which means they can afford to undercut your funnel cake prices. So this rigid mandate is actually your protection against unfair price wars.
It levels their playing field completely.
It does. But to enforce that equitable environment on the ground, well, it all starts by heavily locking down the hardware.
Right, let's get into those hardware specs. So you're required to use a Clover POS system that's approved by the OEC, the Ohio Expositions Commission.
Correct.
And before you even think about opening your window, that system have to have an official auditor's register tag slapped right on it.
Yep, has to be official.
But here is where I have to play devil's advocate for a second. The manual strictly prohibits mobile Clover Go devices or virtual terminals.
Yeah, no mobile devices.
That seems incredibly restrictive. I mean, why be so draconian about a simple iPad if a vendor's just moving around a really crowded booth?
Well, I know it sounds restrictive until you look at the mechanism of how those virtual terminals actually work.
Okay.
Those mobile options can really easily allow for off-the-books data entry or offline transactions that just don't immediately sync with the central reporting system.
Oh, I see.
So banning them closes a massive loophole. It guarantees every single transaction is permanently logged the literal second it happens.
Ah, okay. So it removes the temptation entirely.
Exactly.
And speaking of removing temptation, you are also required to have a dual display on your register so customers can clearly see their totals.
Right, the customer-facing screen.
Yeah, and manual cash handling is totally forbidden. Your cash drawers must be physically linked to the Clover system. They can only open automatically with a transaction.
Think about the psychology of that dual display, though. By forcing the customer to see the total, they become an unwitting auditor for the fair.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right, because if you ring up a $10 item but ask the customer for $15, while they see the discrepancy immediately on the screen,
Yeah, they're going to say something.
definitely. Combine that with a locked cash drawer and you entirely remove human error and honestly, the possibility of skimming from the equation.
So, if the hardware is acting as this airtight vault, how does all that secure data actually get back to the fair?
Well, that translates into your daily routine. Every day, you have to submit a daily sales summary.
And that explicitly separates your cash and credit revenue, right?
Yes, exactly. You have to break those out.
And you'll drop that off during the posted auditing office hours. And guys, do not drag your feet on this because there is a $150 late fee for delinquent reports.
You really don't want to get hit with that.
I imagine that's because one late vendor holds up the entire accounting engine for the day.
Precisely. The fair needs real-time data to manage an event of this massive scale.
Makes sense.
And regarding how you classify that data, your menu items must be properly coded in the system as either tax or non-tax revenue.
Okay, got it.
Also, you are absolutely required to accept credit cards.
But here you cannot charge credit card convenience fees or surcharges to the customer.
Nope, not allowed.
You have to build those costs directly into your approved menu prices. Plus, automatic receipt printing must be enabled for every single transaction.
Which again creates a paper trail for the customer, completely standardizing the baseline for every vendor on the grounds.
Right. So how does the OEC actually verify all of this during the absolute chaos of the fair?
They're out there checking.
Because the manual mentions frequent audits, but it also highlights that secret shopping takes place continuously. It says literally all percentage-based contractors will get secret shopped at some point.
They absolutely will.
That sounds a little intimidating, honestly.
Well, it can sound intimidating, sure, but it's really the ultimate proof that the partnership works.
How so?
The secret shoppers aren't there to harass you. They are there to verify that the automated receipts are actually printing, the dual screens are visible, and, you know, the drawers are locking.
It builds absolute trust.
Yes. When the fair verifies that you are playing by the rules, it cements your reputation as a reliable, honest partner.
Which means your business runs smoothly, and you don't have to worry about competing with rule breakers. It's just a clean, transparent transaction every single time.
Exactly. The vendor manual isn't trying to slow you down. It's providing the framework for everyone to succeed together.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I want to leave you with the final thought to mull over before opening day.
It's here.
If you lean into this and fully master this streamlined automated Clover system, how might that actually help you crush your customer wait times and maximize your own profits during those massive weekend rushes?
Oh, that's a great point.
It's definitely something to think about next time you fire up that POS system.